Welcome to Caritals. This is Wendy.
And this is Kate.
Today's cast, engagement surveys. How to help your manager succeed, part one.
The questions this cast answers are, how can I help my manager with their engagement survey? What actions can I take to help improve my team's engagement? And how can I talk to my manager about their engagement survey scores?
If you want the answers to these questions and more, keep listening.
We're coming to Los Angeles, August 26th and 27th for an Effective Manager and Effective Communicator Conference. We'd love to see our California listeners. And if you're international, this might be a great opportunity to come and join us. We often host people flying in from all over the world at our LAX events. It brings great discussions and ideas to the group. Come see us in LA, August 26th and 27th. Sign up at manager-tools.com/training.
You might think that your manager's engagement survey is their problem. Just their survey, their problem. Like, you answered all the questions. You answered, yes, they annoy me. No, that's not one of the questions. Yes, they tell me what I understand what my job is. Yes, somebody cares about me. Somebody asked about my development. And so now you've given them the feedback because you answered the questions. And that's it. Like, that's your part done. But there's actually more to it than that. If you think about it from your poor manager's point of view, they get a question like, I know what's expected of me at work, and you and your teammates gave them a score, and now they're sitting there with, I don't know, 5 out of 10, and they don't know that they've just got this aggregated score. It's 5 out of 10. They don't know what that means. They don't necessarily know how to fix it if you believe that they've been doing their best, or at least trying, up till now. And so I kind of feel a bit sorry for them when I think of it from that point of view. And when we think about it, your success ultimately depends on their success and the team's success. Like, you don't get to be a rock star in a team of people that's not doing well, or a team that's not doing well overall. So if you want to be a rock star, you have to help everybody else succeed too. And so helping your manager succeed is actually a kindness when you think of the poor guy sitting there not knowing what to do, and also an investment in your own success. So in this class, we're going to encourage you to do that.
Absolutely. There are three things you can do. They are: ask your manager about their survey results, ask about the positive aspects, and ask about specific negative areas. So we'll start with, hey, guess what? You can ask your manager about their engagement survey results.
And most managers don't want to start a conversation with their directs about those survey results for a multitude of reasons. First of all, they might well think, like you think, my survey, my problem. Like, oh, I got this feedback that I'm not doing well. I have to fix it, which is kind of true, but it's also, how do you fix a problem in isolation? They might also be having that very human response of being fixated on the negatives. And they might only have 2 negative things and 8 great things, and they're not reading the 8 great things because they're human and we all fix on the negatives. And they might not want to discuss it because they feel like they'd have to discuss those negatives. They've also probably had drummed into them by HR or whoever introduced them to this survey that it's confidential and you can't talk about it and you can't know who gave you what score and so on and so forth. And they're not allowed to discuss them with their team.
Mm-hmm. They've definitely probably heard that.
Yeah. And it's a very broad statement that isn't very helpful, because there is ways. If they got, let me see, I'm trying to think about the general questions. But if they got something that said, you know, my team don't know well enough what their job is, or they don't understand what they're expected to do, a conversation with the team about, hey, this is our team's mission, this is how you each of you play into it, in my mind, that's a team meeting session you could have without discussing people's individual scores. But because it's so mandated, you can't discuss it. They can't think about those out of the box, kind of, you know, out of those rules kind of conversations. So introducing the conversation, it means that you give them the out of getting around that rule. You're not breaking it, you're just telling them, hey, this is okay to discuss.
Mm-hmm. It's also got to be tough to think past the negatives, like you said. And so the manager gets kind of stuck. They receive the results and they're expected to create improvement plans based on the feedback, which some of it is, some of the surveys are formatted where their the feedback, if you will, that they got is just a number, 7 out of 10 or something like that. And in a lot of cases, 7 out of 10 really might not be that, or is it maybe that bad? It's just that when you think of it in terms of all the scoring you've received in your life at school, 70% is not passing, right? Mm-hmm. So there's definitely a lot of psychological impact around the negatives that might be there. So we encourage you to ask your manager, how did it go? You know, how are your results? It just by starting the conversation and being willing to broach the subject with them, you are giving your manager permission to discuss the results with you. You're basically saying, I know the rules and I know it's okay for us to discuss them in an abstract way. You're opening a conversation that your manager might not have known how to initiate with people or with you or with anyone, really.
So if you ask this question, make sure to keep your tone light and smile at them, because it's two ways your manager might interpret this question. Either you're trying to find an opportunity to tell them the examples of things that they do badly, like, oh, yeah, you get 3 out of 10 on everybody knowing what their job is. Yeah, let me tell you about that. Let me tell you how bad you are, which is not what we want to do, nor do we want to give that impression. And if you smile and you keep your tone light, then they'll think it's the second version, which is you're genuinely trying to help. So let's make it clear in your body language that that's why we're having it. This is a positive discussion. I want to help you.
Mm-hmm.
So you can say something like, hey, I noticed we completed the engagement survey last month. Would you be able to share some of the key themes or areas where you'd like to see improvement? I'd like to know if there's anything I can do to help the team work together better.
Yeah.
Because most of the questions are about the team and the way the team works and the team relates to each other. And so being part of the team and helping the team work together better improves the manager's engagement scores. So you do have something to contribute.
And your manager isn't the only person who can influence these things.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, they can do a lot. It does require the people on the team to engage, which is an interesting way to say it, but to engage with the behaviors that would fix things if there's issues. It takes everybody. So asking what you can do is actually, I would suggest, it's indicative of the fact that you're aware of your contribution or lack thereof up till now, maybe. And gosh, your poor manager is probably sad. Maybe. I don't know. We don't know. Maybe they're doing great. Okay. So that's what we're going to say. We're going to ask that way with a positive tone, facial expression. And we want to ask about the positive aspects of it. They might not be sad. Your manager might be doing great. They might be awesome. Managers are human too. And like most humans, they probably are focused on the negative aspects rather than the positives. We, as humans, always look for outliers and are very good at focusing on things that need to be fixed, room for improvement. And so they might just be kind of spinning over what they could do better, you know, that kind of thing. Engagement survey results are often very quantitative, such as the previous example I gave of 7 out of 10. And even where a manager is doing well, they might not know what it is they're doing well because of the way the results are presented. And looking for those aspects, the positive ones, and giving your manager examples of what they're doing right will give them confidence and encourage them to do more than of that behavior. It's a positive validation or positive reinforcement is the term there, positive validation. And you might be specifically aware of these because what they're doing that's positive is probably positive in your experience. Like your experience with your manager is positive because of them doing that thing. So why wouldn't we want to encourage them to do more of that?
So for example, you might see that they have a good score for, in the last 7 days, I have received recognition or praise for doing good work, which is one of the ones from Gallup. And so you can tell them, that you appreciate the way they give specific behavioral feedback in the manager tools feedback model. Feedback isn't easy for anyone. Even positive feedback is hard because of trying to formulate it and not, you know, manager tools has ways to say it and you have to get it right and you have to say it quickly and you have to be behavioral and there's all this stuff going on in their head and like, oh my gosh, what if this starts a conversation that I don't want to have about compensation and all that kind of stuff. So even managers who give positive feedback are doing something that's difficult. And so if you see they get like 9 out of 10 for they give me praise, they give the team praise, say, I see you get a good score for that. I know why that is. You always give me feedback in the manager tools model. I really appreciate it. It helps me understand specifically what I'm doing well. And I love that you do that. I'm glad that your score reflects that. And we're not suggesting here that you'll be disingenuous and praise them for behaviors you don't see or overemphasize the good points. We're not like blowing smoke here. We're giving them an example of something. Like we're helping them fill out that 9 out of 10 or 7 out of 10 with something that we genuinely appreciate about something positive they do. We're saying that it's an acknowledgement that your manager is doing their best, that they're human, and it's everybody appreciates hearing that they're doing well. And too few people hear the things that they do well. Mm-hmm. Like all of us feel that. We all of us feel underappreciated most of the time. Like I'm working way harder than anybody ever tells me, right?
Absolutely.
It's the same for your manager.
Mm-hmm. It's nice to receive positive validation, especially if they're trying to understand their scores and it's not clear and they don't know how what they're doing is translating. It's really hard to feel confident as a manager that what you're doing is translating to other people in the way that you mean it. Sometimes you try to do something that you think people will see as positive and they don't see it that way. It doesn't translate to them that way. It hits at the wrong time or the wrong day, or it's just not worded correctly. You know, it's like the constant life game of telephone where you try to do something and it just doesn't land correctly. Knowing from the people whom you're trying to treat positively what they're experiencing that you're doing that's positive is really valuable and definitely would, I think, as a manager and for other managers, encourage them to continue because, hey, the people I'm trying to reach in a positive way are actually having a positive experience. That's really nice to hear.
We had a meeting last week, like 10 different Toastmasters. We're talking about the new Toastmasters year and we're talking about incentives and how we can incentivize people to do different things that's good for their clubs. And one person said, oh, I want my name to be on the website and say that I did this. And somebody else was like, no, I want one of those Toastmasters tablecloths. I just want like it to arrive. I don't want to have a coupon and have to go to the website and choose something. And somebody else was like, no, I want the coupon and I want to go and choose what I need because who knows if I need a tablecloth or not. And literally 10 people, 10 different ways that they wanted to be incentivized. So poor manager who is doing probably what makes sense to them.
Mm-hmm.
It's really hard to know what's landing.
Yeah. I have a tendency to try to make the cool stuff sound very dramatic. And then half the time it comes across as like, oh, you're in trouble or something. However, I don't do that at work as much, but I did yesterday do that with someone on accident. I was like trying to make it sound cool. And then it's not worth telling the story here. I'm not even trying to be coy about it. It just was really, sometimes you say something, it just doesn't come across. It right. Just doesn't work. So please, with your manager, ask them about the positive outputs, the positive aspects of their engagement survey. Validate the things that you are experiencing. If you're not experiencing it, you don't have to mention it. However, if you ask them and they say, oh, the scores were pretty high in this area and you're having a positive experience with them in that area, it's definitely worth mentioning, commenting on, appreciating them for it. Maybe you can't incentivize them necessarily, but you can recognize them, which is a positive thing. Although, hey, a tablecloth might be great. Maybe that's something you're into. I would love some manager tool swag. I would. So, but not a tablecloth.
You don't have a lot of a lot of use for manager tools. Toastmasters do have some uses for tablecloths more often.
Yeah, totally. At my own home, I'm not a tablecloth user. So,
Yeah, let us know if you want us to have a swag shop with manager tools tablecloths and that's what you would use. We'd love to know.
I would love an email from a person that says, yes, what I want on my dining room table is manager tools. That would be great. I could see it being, well, now that we say it, I can see a manager tools tablecloth being cool for like lunch and learns, right? Like, oh, you put it on the table to reserve your table. And we're not going to make tablecloths, guys. Just so we're clear, I'm in charge of swag and I'm not doing any almost. And we're not doing tablecloths. So I'm so sorry.
And we're going off topic because we're trying to avoid the next topic, I think, which is asking about the negative aspects.
Yes.
And when we say negative aspects, we don't necessarily mean places where your manager got a poor score, because they might have got an average score for something they thought they were good at. And so feel worse about that score that is objectively fine. Right? If you think you're a 9 out of 10 on caring for your people and you get 6, it's going to be heartbreaking for a high S who really does care about their people and now discovers that's not coming across.
Sure.
And plus, they tell me, because I don't do math, as we've discussed a million times before, they tell me that math dictates that 50% of their scores have to be below average for them. If there's 10 scores and you get 10 scores between 5 and 10, 50% of your scores have to be below average for you.
Yes, depending on what the resulting score is or the way the test is designed.
Right.
Okay.
You're not going to get 10 out of 10 for everything. Some of those scores have to be lower. Even if your lowest score is 8 out of 10, that's still your lowest score, right?
Understand. Okay. Yes, that is definitely accurate. That is how math works.
Yeah. So, you know, they are going to have some lower scores and they may have a number of areas to work on, not all of which will be as important to them, not all of which will be things that they have really good influence over, things that they feel like they can change in the short term or the long term. So instead of asking, what did you score badly on, which is a really bold question, ask specifically, like, what areas of the survey would you like to improve? Or which of them surprised you? So let's limit instead of choosing for them by looking at the numbers, like, what areas do you want to improve or what areas do you think we can improve, are sort of a positive future way of asking that question.
Absolutely. As opposed to what went poorly, it's how can we move forward? It's a future focus. It's really useful too, because finding out which areas your manager wants to improve before jumping in is strategic for you. That way, when you offer help, you'll be focusing your efforts on the things that matter to your manager, not necessarily the things that matter to you. It's a great plan, again, because your manager's success is partially what influences your success in the organization. A poor engagement survey often indicates that your manager's priorities and maybe the team's priorities aren't well aligned. But if you start with the areas that matter to them, it's still smart. It's still strategic. If you're focused on their priorities first, then you're building trust and credibility. And your manager does want help. They probably do want help in areas, just in general. I'm not saying specifically with engagement surveys. People do appreciate offers of help and generally are interested in having the opportunity to reach out to people. So even just asking is a positive. They're going to see that in a positive light. Then once you've helped with those, because your manager will feel more positively about you and you and they will have a better relationship, then you can have some leverage to address areas that matter most to you. If there, you know, are some that can be changed or that you guys can work on together. So we're asking a strategic question here in order to create a more positive future, both for our manager and for ourselves. Because this is touchy, and I think we've made that pretty clear that, like, okay, you know, your manager might not be feeling great and there might be some questions they have about, can they talk about it, et cetera. Please tell them thank you. Please, you know, state your appreciation for their willingness to share their concerns or talk to you about this. They may be opening up about things they didn't do well or don't do well. And that can be hard for anybody to do, to kind of say, yeah, you know, this is where I'm struggling, or this is where things aren't going perfectly.
There's something about being a manager that, especially for newer managers, it makes them feel like they have to do everything perfectly. Like they've been promoted. They must be good at this job. They must have potential. And like everyone, when you're learning, then you make mistakes and you have to get better. And as Kate said, there's plenty of times when any of us say the wrong thing, do the wrong thing, start something, give up. And sometimes the incentive is just to know that someone's going to help you. Support you throughout.
There definitely this is a place where a manager might feel super lonely. They don't want to ask their boss for help because they're embarrassed about their scores, maybe. They don't want to talk to their peers for the similar reason. Or maybe it could be the reverse too. We're talking about this as if they did poorly. They could have done fantastically well and still have one place where that's a really sticky spot for them that they want to do better. And they don't want to talk to their peers either because they did poorly or because they did so well, they don't want to show off. There's all kinds of reasons why this might feel super lonely for your boss. And they don't want to admit to you guys that they're not perfect. So then now you're in this position where they feel super lonely, but they're supposed to fix it with the team.
Mm-hmm.
And so they feel like they have to like tiptoe around. They have to like obfuscate what's really going on, which is, hey, we need to fix our survey results by doing these things. And of course, the timing is like makes it obvious.
Right. They suddenly start giving you a bunch of praise. Everyone's going to go, oh, yeah, that's because of the survey.
Exactly. So they both feel lonely and, oh my gosh, it's obvious what I'm trying to do here, which people aren't really comfortable with. I find that when we suggest to people to be really transparent about what they're going to do as a manager, they get nervous. Like, oh, well, if I tell them and then I'm not perfect, all this stuff. It's almost like transparency doesn't feel good, but neither does being coy about it. It's an interesting dynamic to be involved in. And again, they probably feel super lonely. They don't feel like they can talk to their boss. They don't feel like they can talk to their peers. And they probably don't feel like they can talk to their directs. So you're just offering them like a safe place to talk about it, which can hopefully help them to open up to the idea that they should be talking about it and working on it.
Yeah. Because if they don't, it's never going to get any better.
Starting out in your career, maybe you're leading for the first time. Here's something no one teaches you in school: how to work with people who aren't like you. Your boss, your teammates, your directs, they all think, act, and communicate differently. If you want to succeed, you've got to learn how to meet them where they are. That's where our DISC profile comes in. In 20 minutes, you get a personalized report that helps you understand your own style, spot the styles of others, and learn how to adjust so you get better results and fewer misunderstandings. Build stronger relationships, handle conflicts, and make a great impression, no matter who you're talking to. Check it out now at managertools.com/DISC.
So we've talked about asking about the positive and the negatives and just asking about that survey. So next week, we're going to talk about the next step, which is offering to brainstorm solutions with them and then working through which solutions you're going to implement together and following up on that. So the actual what you do next to actually be useful after this conversation. And if you enjoyed today's episode, don't forget to follow, rate, and review our podcast. It helps more people find us and keeps the conversation going. Have a good one.